open my eyes to the world, the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere.
That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in, because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and welcome to the month of June. This is the first Sunday in June of 2018, and I have a very special message for you tonight. For those of you that are wondering what's ahead, what's coming, we know we're in for some surprising, fantastic changes, I wanted to give you a little bit of history as to how we got here and what's going on and what may be ahead. So the name of tonight's show is Our Divine Destiny, From Abraham to 2018 and Beyond. Those who are not aware of the Earth's divine destiny and who are not correctly attuned with it cannot understand what's going on at this time worldwide. And they may have wild, frightening expectations about it or speculations. For humanity to understand the divine destiny, one must believe in the Bible. And this is a time frame at several very deep levels. Those who do not believe in the Bible or who accept it as one of the lesser levels of information or destiny can still understand what other levels and people believe, although they may not accept their thoughts. The Bible is very ancient, and great numbers of brilliant scholars have analyzed it, but others still feel that it's simply a collection of ancient myths, not based on reality. For those persons who do not believe in the Bible, the recent events in Israel are simply based upon geopolitical factors and the usual deficiencies in human nature, such as not to be able to get along together, plus perhaps superstitious beliefs not based on reality. Please allow me to explain the story of our divine destiny for anyone who wishes to hear it. The story begins with Abraham, a great teacher, who God had selected to be the father of all religions, as well as a blessing to all nations. The Bible contains a history of the descendants of Abraham's wife, Sarah, but all of his other wives receive similar promises and have religious cultural history separate from the Bible and the Judeo-Christian-Muslim thread. One of Sarah's and Abraham's descendants, Moses, when bringing the children of Israel back from captivity in Egypt from one of their many punishments, was shown, but not permitted to enter, the promised land that was to become Israel. Moses sent in spies to determine the nature of the present occupants that would have to be eliminated. So the current need to mitigate, if not eliminate, the Palestinians is nothing new to Jewish history. This has been over a 2,000-year struggle. The present and most benign and tempered approach is called the Sinai Solution, a diversion that I did not make up. Among the descendants of Moses who had conquered the Palestinian land, there was one considered to be the wisest. This was King Solomon, who designed the first temple and who purchased the land for it as well as the materials to build it. It was Solomon's son, David, who actually built Solomon's temple and who established the throne of David upon it. It all came to naught because the Jews displeased God, and he sent Nebuchadnezzar to punish them. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Solomon's temple, but later God directed Ezra and Nehemiah to rebuild it. The prophecy in the book of Daniel says that 70 weeks, not direct calendar weeks, from the going forth with the order to rebuild the temple, the Messiah would come. There were a number of Jews who understood the timetable from Daniel's prophecy, and because Jesus was present in the time of the fulfillment of the weeks, some came to ask Jesus if he was the Messiah. He simply told them to read and understand the book of Daniel, where these prophecies were recorded. It was on that basis that some recognized Jesus. But while many Jews were aware of the prophecies, they mostly rejected Jesus as the Messiah because he did not fulfill their aspirations of sitting upon the throne of David and establishing the Jews over everyone else. For centuries since, Jews of all variations have pointed out that the Messiah was to gather them together. But the opposite happened in the time of Jesus. At the time of Jesus, the Jews were together in Israel, but under the persecution of the Romans, who eventually destroyed them at Macedonia, where the Jewish leaders all committed suicide. The Romans removed Israel from the map, much as the Muslims have threatened to do today, and renamed the area Palestine, a Roman word. There were so many other Jewish proofs
that Jesus was not the true Messiah, such as Jesus was a Nazarene, while their tradition said no good will come out of Nazareth, as well as that only those accursed die on a tree. However, Jesus the Christ was crucified, and this is taught by rabbis to young Jews to this day, that they may know that Jesus was not the real Messiah. Jesus responded at the time that whereas Isaiah had said that the Messiah would gather the Jews as a mother gathers her chicks beneath her wings, that he would have gathered them, but they would not gather. Moreover, he assured them that the second temple, which had been rebuilt in accordance with the 70-week prophecy, and from which he had driven the money changers, would not be left with one stone on top of another. The New Testament records a revelation of Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation, where he addresses the seven churches, the local churches used as archetypes of the seven religions of the world. His message was so important that all religions and cultures were addressed in it. These were not just past religions, but what were then as well as future religions. And a part of the portion of the book of Revelation is devoted to the Muslim religion, which recognizes Jesus Christ, the role of Mary, and the Judaic-Christian relationship of Islam brought through the prophet Muhammad. Just as the Jews did not recognize Jesus, the Christians did not recognize Muhammad or those that came after him, because each religion felt itself to be the best, the last, and the only. Each of the religions after Jesus saw the prophecies regarding Jerusalem and the temple as applying to themselves. Each of these religions at our present time see themselves as the proper custodian of the holy site of Jerusalem, and have the aspiration of building the third temple there. Some Muslims may see the present mosque as a fulfillment of that aspiration, and this is partly why Temple Mount in Jerusalem is considered the second most holy site in Islam, although the term Jerusalem never appears in the Quran. The prophetic dates in the Bible are very clear for those who wish to see them, although one must remember that from the Jewish point of view, there is no prophecy in the Old Testament about Jesus. For the Christians and the Muslims, those prophecies not only existed, but clearly foretold of the time of his return, and that afterwards there would be a great disaster called Armageddon, the final battle of which no man knoweth the hour. The same singular prophecy to which Jesus referred to in Daniel as evidence of his mission also supposedly foretold of his return in 1844. This date is called the Great Expectation, and also the Great Disappointment, when once again the fulfillment was not as the expectants, and this time it was the Christians and Muslims, expected. Nevertheless, marvelous things occurred at that time. It was a watershed of history. The world looked one way before, technologically, politically, socially, and so forth, and entirely different afterwards. For centuries and millennium, it had looked one way, with horses and horse-delivered messages. The change in that year of 1844 began the invention of the first electronic device and all of the marvels that we have seen in the last 200 years and later from our satellites and internet. Central to our theme and subject of what was occurring today is that in 1844, Turkey of the Ottoman Empire issued the Edict of Toleration for the first time, allowing the Jews to return legally to Palestine. In 1917, during World War I, the British issued the Balfour Declaration, in effect establishing Israel by making Palestine a homeland of the Jewish people. All was not simple. Jews were still rejected throughout the world, and although Hitler tried to ship loads of them to Britain, the U.S., and Canada, the effort met little success. It's a horrific story to study, and most everyone knows what happened in the Holocaust. But the struggle persisted, and subsequently to World War II in 1948, Israel was reestablished with the U.S. being the first country to recognize it, which was logically consistent with our belief that the Messiah had not come in the first place to gather them together as a mother would gather her chicks, which is largely consistent with their belief that the Messiah did not come in the first place to gather them together as a mother would gather her chicks. This did not upset or concern most Jews, because most Jews are not what they call religious. In fact, many are atheists and proudly proclaim themselves so. The Muslims feel so strongly about this that they would join the ultra-Orthodox Jews in destroying Israel, and may feel that a worldwide jihad must be brought about to accomplish this. They are doing everything within their power now to hasten it. So it all surrounds Jerusalem, and in the eyes of some, the issue of the temple there. Others see the current problem as revolving around the Syrian pipeline, struggles for geopolitical control of the Middle East, and similar issues. These are but external, coincidental issues that surround and confound the affairs in Jerusalem as it struggles for its divine destiny. There will be no unity of agreement as to what has occurred, as to what is occurring, or what is about to occur. The great last battle of Armageddon and the great catastrophe will bring about a worldwide call for world unification in Jerusalem, with the realization that it cannot be given to the Jews, Christians, Muslims, or any other group, because these people would continue the conflict. Many of these same entities will call the unifying power, a reform, UN, or whatever, the Antichrist, because it does not satisfy their desires or their dogmatic explanation of the scriptures. In any case, these are the affairs that face us at the moment. The U.S., under the leadership of President Donald Trump, has established its embassy in Jerusalem, and the other powers that be in that area, such as Turkey and Iran, say that that embassy and Israel must not be permitted to stand. This is our history. This, to me personally, is the beginning of our last days. But that's just a thought, and you need to meditate on it to find out what is true for you. This is Elizabeth Joyce at bbsradio.com with the show Let's Find Out. And now it's time for take a break and listen to our messages. I will be back on the other side with the purpose of it all. And we have a very special, strong meditation tonight as well. So I'll be back right after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing Week of June 4th through June 10th, 2018. This week starts off smoothly, then tightens up, and finally it gives you a lot to think about and to process. The moon is in friendly Aquarius, beginning on Sunday and continuing through Monday, making happy emotional connections with your contacts. Get out and socialize. On Monday, the moon moves into its void of course phase, and although it likes to make relationships with other planets, you can feel emotionally disconnected when she's void of course. Tend to practical tasks or tuning in through your spiritual practice. Tuesday and Wednesday are the most active days of this week. The Gemini Sun joins Mercury on Tuesday, giving you lots to talk about. With Mercury in your powerhouse, you can turn matters around your way, but don't try to force your ideas on others. Tuesday, June 5th, is a host to a powerful face-off with Venus and Pluto, providing energy for a fertile field of obsessions and compulsive reactions. With this deep and mysterious energy present, it's not a good time to make any important decisions regarding love or money. Wednesday, the Sun-Mercury duo bumps into a square with Neptune, and it becomes difficult to separate facts from fiction. Weigh your facts before jumping to conclusions. This energy can disrupt your sleep or cause some disjointed dreams with the dream planet Neptune is activated. Focus on one task at a time and try not to think too far ahead, and you'll be just fine. Thursday and Friday are better for moving your body under the Aries moon rather than needing to think too much. So, walk the malls or take a run around a nearby lake. On Saturday, it's best to get your work done early so you can kick back in the afternoon and evening. Rest your worn-out nerves and dream about your upcoming vacations. Allow yourself to relax a little bit. Go out and swim in the ocean or take a dip in a pool if at all possible. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now let's get back to tonight's program from Abraham to 2018. Today's teachings from Elizabeth Joyce.
Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce
is a perfect gift for any birthday, holiday, or special day.
This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out.
I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between August and October of 2018. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Skies by one God.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And that was Barbara Streisand reminding us all that there's one God. We're continuing the discussion about our divine destiny from Abraham to 2018. Many question the purpose of it all. They ask if God sides with one nation against another. The answer is yes. Ask the Jews how they made out against Nebuchadnezzar, Hitler, and many others. But to what purpose? The purpose, of course, is to improve humanity. Many people have a childlike, self-centered view of reality. They see one planet, one nation, one religion, and even one political party as being the only right one. As an individual grows with spiritual understanding, their horizon expands and they realize that the universe is more than really big. Higher divine understanding reveals to us that what we perceive is an illusion of the underlying universal reality. One whose spirituality progresses will also progress eternally. They will come to understand the meaning of love and that the worlds of God are infinite. They have little understanding about the next life as they had in the womb about this life. Because the worlds of God are infinite, beyond our understanding of space and time, there will be throughout eternity ever more to comprehend. We live in an amazing time of history when especially dramatic events are now occurring. How fortunate we are to witness them and to have the opportunity to comprehend them. Some of the events happening now are of great significance, and the limited arguments between religion, political parties, or academic pundits are of no eternal significance. May this information lead you to a true world of the soul, so that you can learn to verify information coming in through the soul by using correct divine principles. A quantum leap forward in this process is not to be deceived by a multitude of false channels, facts, and data, but to learn that the spirit within can and does verify the divine principles behind the genius of knowledge that it brings us. That concludes this week's lecture. Next week we have Sharon on with us and the genealogy, the meaning of your name, and it would be great if you would join us, and it's a call-in show. Now please get ready for the meditation. And we have a very special song by Elizabeth Hepburn. Listen to the words carefully. The song was written by an American Indian after his property had been confiscated. The title of the song is "And Peace Begins." After the meditation, please take the time to listen to Ardis. The mantra is very old, and it means prayer beyond prayer. The music of Ardis from the Crimson Series, number 6, is a deeply healing mantra. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for listening and good night.
We take a vow and then renew it. intentions rise, a common ground, a compromise. And when we do, we realize that loving wins. Then all the blame every day. When peace is ours, we radiate it. It only comes when we create it. It's up to you, it's up to me. When every man and woman too will take the time to talk it through, without a sound, the battle's done, the war is won, and peace begins. And
now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation.
This meditation comes from Elizabeth Joyce's best-selling book, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension.
Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it. And become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength. Know your path. And walk it as a son or daughter of God.
Thank you. Ooh.